Can imagine.
Now, let me, your last name again is spelled. I think you told me that they didn't either want them to see anything
no.
or hear anything.
No.
Okay. You want to run through what you saw and heard for me?
You want me to tell you the whole thing over again?
Yeah, just, I know that you were back at the back of the pool area there.
Right, you were back at the back of the pool.
Uh-huh.
And Randy, one of the swim instructors, came running by us,
uh-huh.
and he... went running up to the brick. There's like a brick embankment.
Yeah.
And he climbed the brick embankment, and we asked him what he was doing, and he said, there's a guy who's all bloody. I think that's what he said. There's either a guy who's all bloody or a guy who's hurt, but somehow he said there's a guy who's all bloody. He ran up the brick embankment towards the homes, and then he went over the chain link fence and started to, you know, look for this person. And we continued our conversation. We didn't think anything of it. And then one of the other ladies I was sitting with said, "Oh, there he is." And we all looked over, and we noticed there were three police officers and the guy who they were chasing. And again, they're in between. There's a fence, then there's a row of oleanders, and then I guess there's a path there. I'm assuming it's because of Southern California Edison has the power lines
there.
There's another row of trees behind it, so I'm not sure that the width of the path, but there is a path between two trees.
Now, could you see him very well because of the bushes and things?
We could see him because he was close to the fence. He was close to the chain link fence.
Can you describe him for me?
All I can say is that I think he's around 5'10", very thin build. I believe he had dark hair, and he was bleeding. I noticed him bleeding on one of his arms.
Okay.
From, like, the elbow area down.
Yeah. And he's going down the fence
down line. Down the fence line.
Towards Wilbur Road?
Towards Wilbur Road, towards the apartment building.
But you told me before that you didn't know which arm it was.
That's right.
But because of the direction he was running, is there any way you could tell me, you know, was it the arm closest to you or the arm furthest away that was bleeding?
Do you want me to guess?
If I were to guess, which arm do you think?
If I were to guess, I would say it was the arm furthest away from me because he was lifting it up and looking at it.
Okay. Did you see anything in his hands?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Okay, so he's running down there, and you tell me three police officers, is that correct?
Right, three police officers. The one closest to me that I saw had dark hair and dark glasses.
Okay. Were they saying anything to him, to the guy?
I didn't hear them say anything to him.
Okay. Did they have their guns out or not?
The officer I saw closest to me had his gun out.
Okay. How about the other ones?
I didn't see. I just saw the one guy with his gun.
Okay.
And I saw the three, and they were all walking down towards the guy.
Uh-huh.
They were rather close to him.
Mm-hmm. How far behind him do you think they were?
It was almost like they were, like, staggered. I would say one was on the path, and the guy was closest to the oleander bushes nearest the fence.
Uh-huh.
And the one police officer that I saw was kind of, like, kitty-corner to him nearest the path, I'm assuming, probably maybe 15 feet away at the most.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm really bad at it.
Okay. Did you hear the officer say anything at all?
they told us to get the kids out of the pool, and they told that to us twice.
Okay. Was it the same officer that said it? Or
I didn't see who said it.
Okay. So they told you to get the kids out of the pool?
Correct.
Okay. What happened then?
After they told us to get the kids out of the pool, we gathered all of the children out of the pool.
Uh-huh.
And we made a line, and all the parents and that were sitting inside the pool area and all the children walked into the bathroom.
Okay.
The two bathrooms. There was a boys' and a girls' bathroom.
Yeah. And you took everybody in there for safety?
Took everybody in there.
For safety reasons?
Right.
Okay. And how long after you took them in there did you hear something after that?
Right.
And
how long after?
Yeah.
Less than 5 minutes.
Okay. And what did you hear?
I heard what sounded like a kickboard being slapped on top of the water.
Okay. So the sound of water slapping or something slapping on water.
Right. Like if you've ever heard that, I mean, it's very difficult to describe because I honestly have never heard what a gun sounds like when its bullet is emitted.
Uh-huh.
But I heard what sounded like it was like a kickboard being slapped on the water, and in fact I had turned around and I said, "What is that noise?"
Mm-hmm.
to another mom, and she goes, I don't know, it's somebody, I thought it was a kid who was around the corner with a kickboard banging it on the water.
So you didn't know they were gunshots, but you heard some popping sounds.
Yes.
Okay. How many sounds like that did you hear?
I heard four.
Four? Right. Were they all right in a row?
Right.
Okay. Just one right after another.
Right.
Any space in between those sounds at all?
A little bit of space. I mean, I don't know how to describe it. I'm sure there was a couple of seconds in between each sound.
Yeah. Okay.
It wasn't like a, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we're in war now, and so we're seeing all this, you know, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that.
Okay.
I mean, there was.
So a little bit of space in between each one.
That's what I would say, yeah.
Okay. Did you ever come out and go outside and see out front there and see anything after you heard that?
I went out to the iron gate, but I didn't go outside of the iron gate, so I was still inside the Dayland property, and I saw a officer, again, with dark hair and dark glasses with an orange shotgun.
Okay.
And I saw two other officers, so I saw three officers.
Yeah. Did you see the other guy?
No. Evidently, he was on the ground behind the black Mercedes that's parked there.
Okay. Anything else you can remember that you saw or...
No.
Heard? Okay. I think that'll do it. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.